When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Emily Connolly is with me for the whole week. She is an editor at Audiophile. Hey, Emily.
Hi, Joe.
So you began the week with a Booker Prize winner, and I'm curious how you're following that up.
Yes. Well, the next book I have is another audiobook for adults. It is To Shape a Dragon's Breath by Monequil Black Goose, narrated by Charlie Flight. And it's a fascinating debut historical fantasy audiobook. It's an excellent story for people who are fans of fantasy and dragons and are looking for a new series to start.
Oh, up your alley. I love fantasy.
I do.
And who doesn't love a dragon? And we're about to start the Year of the Dragon, so very appropriate.
I didn't even think of that, but very true. And I was excited, too, because the author's indigenous. She's from the Seekonk Wampanoag tribe, and it's a perspective we don't see enough of in the fantasy world. And the narrator, Charlie Flight, does a great job. She has this great self-assured tone that suits the main character we get to meet, Anacus.
And we should mention that Charlie Flight herself also is indigenous. She's Lakota and Mohawk.
Yes. And she brings a great authenticity to the story and personality to this character, Anacus, who's probably one of my favorite fantasy characters I've read in a while.
Wow. And from what I hear, this is Black Goose's first book, not just first fantasy or first series, but this is her debut book.
That's what I've read as well, which is, it's an impressive debut. And I'm so excited to see where the story goes, because like I said, it's the start of a new series.
So I'm not going to ask you to tell me the whole thing, but just give me a sense of where the book is going.
Sure. So it's an alternative fantasy world that we're in here, where it's the 1840s, and a quote from the author that helped me orient myself. So the Roman Empire never existed. The British Isles, they were settled by Scandinavian seafarers. The European colonization of the East Coast of the United States is proceeding differently, and there are dragons. So in this world, we have a main character, Anacus, who's living on an island called Masquipog. She's 15. She's on the beach and sees a dragon. And it's the kind of dragon that was indigenous to her part of the world, called a Nempeshwe. And her people used to bond with these dragons, but they've been gone for, I think, at least a century. And now she sees this dragon flying away and then finds its egg the next day. And she, along with her people, help the egg hatch. They sing to it. They talk to it. They have all these rituals that they still remember through stories to help raise this baby dragon, to have a close bond with the dragon as a dragon rider. But dragons, of course, are also dangerous. So she winds up having to go to the English colonizers' dragon school, where she faces a lot of racism and a lot of wrongheaded, to her, ideas about how you should be treating a dragon and how society works. And the whole time, she's a great character who's always standing up for what she believes in. I think we should listen to a little bit of Charlie Flight's narration so you can hear her voice and her take on this story.
Yeah, because I definitely want to talk about Charlie Flight. I'm a real fan of hers. So this is To Shape a Dragon's Breath. It's by Monequil Black Goose, and it's read by Charlie Flight.
"Sachem," I said, as soon as I was near enough for it to be polite.
Your family was just telling me that you've had a vision, Anacus,
he said, a thread of urgency in his voice.
And I can see that you're carrying.
It's an egg, I said, carefully lifting the sling's weight from the back of my neck, letting the sides of my blouse fall away to reveal my burden. It was heavy enough that it stopped my hands from trembling, but I had to fight the impulse to pull it close to my body and refuse to give it up to him. Sachem Tanaquish took the egg into his hands as gently as he would have taken a newborn baby. I looked at my feet while I untied the sleeves of my blouse from each other and put it back on.
We'll have to have a meeting,
the sachem said softly, still looking at the egg.
We'll have to have a dance. I never thought I'd see a Numpeshwe. I thought their time was over.
What I like about Shirley Flight is she's very good at telling. She's not readerly, which I really appreciate. And especially in books about dragons, it's so easy to get readerly about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like she's telling you a story, which I think is so fundamental for fantasy.
I agree. And there are also times in this audiobook where Anacus or other characters are telling stories. So you get to hear that sort of going into that mode for some chapters where you're getting the background on what is the relationship between the dragons and the people. And I think she moves back and forth between the, you know, the dialogue and the storytelling aspects really well.
Oh, I love that. And I uphold dragons. So there we go. Okay, that is To Shape a Dragon's Breath by Monaquil Black Goose, read by Shirley Flight. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you tomorrow, Emily.
Great, thank you, Joe.
The new thriller, The Lost Van Gogh, narrated by Eduardo Ballerini, helps bring you today's episode of Behind the Mic. And then stop by audiophilemagazine.com, where you can find reviews for literally hundreds of audiobooks, so you can make an informed listening choice. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.